Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good and you?
I'm good. Speaking to Sia from OFM News. Can you please introduce yourself?
No, it's Mojale Fadichuele speaking, known as MJ. So I'm
MJ.
from MJ. Many people know me as MJ.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm from Kuruman in the village called Khanwane Madula Ranch in the Northern Cape.
Okay. So,
Yeah.
is it fine that I call you MJ?
Yeah, MJ is fine.
So, okay, let me just call you by your full name and then we're gonna do MJ later. So,
Okay.
tell us about the Northern Cape Comrades Marathon. Can you tell
The
us,
comrade.
was this your first Comrades Marathon or have you run it before?
No, this year's comrade number 5. I've done 4 before, but this one is the best one.
Or this
This one
one,
was number 5.
okay. This one is the best one out of them all.
Yeah, this one is the best of them all.
Okay, so can you please tell us what motivated you to take part in the race?
No, comrade, when we grew up, we watched it on TV. Then you see it as a big thing, but then it's a dream that if I can one day also be part of this race, then as time goes by, you start to train with, and everyone who's a runner in public, everyone you meet is the guys with the care for comrade. You start to talk to them, they start to motivate you. Then you will say, guys, what must I do? They will tell you have to qualify, you have to do this and this. Then you just follow the whatever they are telling you to do. Then from there I said, no, I have to try it. Then I went there, but through training and everything I realized, but no, for me this thing is gonna be easy. Then I went for it the first one. Then from there I was just. But this year it was different because I went there to say, no, this time I have to run the best. I have to do the best time in the province. Because as from Northern Cape, many people there, they are not doing comrades. So they are just going there for social reasons. So I wanted to say, I have to be different. I have to be the one who is gonna be one day to get a goal. So this year I was just there to test myself, preparing for next year, 2027.
Oh, okay. And you did well. You did 6 hours and 10 minutes. How did you feel after finding out that the time that you did was 6 hours and 10 minutes? Walk me through the emotions that you felt at the moment.
No, I was very, very happy. I almost cried at the finish. I was very emotional. I was very happy that at least the target that I went there for, I reached it. Then I was very happy. It was an emotional moment for me. It was really emotional. I was very happy that at least I did something that is very big. Being in the top 100,
Yes.
you go there without a coach. You just go there by yourself with people that are just supporting you. Without anything proper, but you can still be in the top 100. Because while we are on the way, I can see the guys from the camps and everything, but I can still beat them on the road. Then when I finished, I told myself, no, I was very, very emotional and happy at the same time.
That's great. That's fantastic. So we do realize that when going through races and you have to compete mentally, you have to to stay strong, right? So how did you stay mentally strong during the marathon?
No, I got the support from the club and everything. So with comrade, you can't do it alone. You need structure. You need people that will give you support and everything. So the support that I was having this year, it was a strong support from the club, from my many people that believed in me. So if you have people that believe in you, then it's easy for you because you are not carrying it by your own. You have people that are doing it with you. So throughout the race, I know I have people that believed in me, so I just have to prove myself. But it was really, for me this year, actually, it was not that much tough. It was easy because all those comrades that I did before was just going there alone. But this year, at least I had people like Robert. There is other guy, like in the name of Mr. Hein van Landsberg. Those people are there. They made sure that my task was just to go to and run. All everything they were doing themselves. So for this year, it was easy for me. So
Yeah.
on the road, I didn't struggle that much. The race is very tough, but for me this year was seems easier because I was my job was just to go there and run.
Okay, and you did very well. So you're saying to me, what are the challenges during the race when you are running, starting in the middle of the race? What are the challenges that you have faced?
The challenges, most of the challenge that we face, it will be the support on the road, maybe the second in team and everything. So this year, my second in team was very, it can't be 100% because sometimes there will be traffic. You'll have to wait for you at 30K. Then because of traffic, when you get there, the person is not there. I think that will only be the struggle that I faced this year. But rather than that, everything was good.
So before the race, are there any sacrifices that you have made to overcome and reach the Comrades Marathon?
Yeah, training. You have to train. You have to wake up every day, maybe because I'm working. You have to wake up maybe around 3, sometimes 4 o'clock. So you have to, you sacrifice your family's time because now you have to be, every day you are out training. Sometimes you have to go to other places. So you sacrifice time. You no longer have time for family because you have to be training. Financially, running Comrade, it really, you have to use a lot of money preparing for Comrade because you have to travel, you have to run races, you have to train at other places. So financially, you have to make sacrifices. But this year for me, it was easy because I had people that said, no, we will help you.
That is fantastic. So you had the people in your corner. You keep on mentioning the club. What is the name of the club?
The club is Kumane Running Club. It's in Katu.
Okay.
It's another club, it's Kumane Running Club.
So when did you join the club?
Actually, I joined the club this year because I had a plan to say, guys, for the last 3-4 years, I've been trying to run the first time, but I didn't have a proper support. Then the club is just a small club. I spoke to the guy, Robert, is the guy that is always saying, you can make it, you can make it. Then he started a small club with people in the Katu and Postmasbeck. Then he told me, I have a small club, but we don't have anything. We are just a small club. Then I told him, no. But the support that you have been giving me, I think you can make it because you are not, even if you don't have resources, but you can still help me. Can I join your club? I know your club is a small club, but I wanted, because I'm also not known in everything, I want to be known from a small club. Then I joined Kumane Athletic Club. I joined it this year. Actually, I joined it maybe a month or two before Comrade. I told him, no, I know you believe in me, so I'll go with your colors to Comrade. At least go with someone who believed in you, even if it's a small club. Then I went with Kumane Athletic Club.
So, how, for sure, when you guys were running, there were spectators, right? So, yeah. How important are the spectators from along the route? The people that are keep on cheering you guys when you run, how important are they?
No, those people, they are very, very important because anytime you feel like this thing is heavy, they'll go say, no, keep on going. You can't give up because those people always say, you have been training for this, you have to move, you don't have to give up. So those people, they are really motivating us. When we see them, they're waking up early in the morning just to be there to support us. So we are getting that motivation that, no, those people believe in us. That's why they are here to support us. And it's really, more especially if you can see someone you know on the road sharing your name and everything, you start to, even if you wanted to give up, you started to get that motivation back. You say, I can make it. There are people, those people are very important.
Okay, thank you. So can you tell me what advice would you give to someone who wants to run Comrades Marathon one day? What advice would you give to me if I want to run Comrades Marathon one day?
The advice that I can give is you have to start, firstly, you have to get information about Comrade and you have to check where you are at that time when you get the advices and from there, what steps must you follow. But mostly you have to get the advices and everything from someone who have done it before.
So
then what I can tell
you, yeah, continue.
So what I can tell you is firstly, you have to, by just asking someone about Comrade, it means you are interested. So if you want an advice, I'll just check also with you. Then if you have been running, because some people say I've been running 21, 5Ks, and maybe a marathon, but I've never done Comrade, but I wish to go for Comrade. Then that person is easy for you. I'll say, if you have done a marathon before, what's your time? Then from whatever you have been doing, we can say no. Possible for you to go for Comrade. But if you are just starting, because Comrade is not an easy thing, we'll advise to start small, maybe from 10 kilos, 21, then you can move to Comrade. Because if you have never ran, I'll just advise start with the shorter distances and everything. Then once you are comfortable, then you can move to comrade.
So in terms of kilometers, how many kilometers was this complete marathon?
It was 85.6, 0.8, almost 86. 86.
85.8 kilometers. So if you can describe the achievement of running 6 hours and 10 minutes in one sentence, what would you say?
That is a great achievement.
Now, thank you. This is the end of the interview, and thank you for your time.